Thank you for tuning in to this homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Saturday, April 20th, 2019, Holy Saturday. Now here is Father Eric.
Go big or go home. Or maybe another way to put that, my football coach always would tell me, he said, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Or maybe just plain over the top. That all those things, all those phrases describe tonight. And that's why I absolutely love the Easter Vigil, because I tend to like a little bit of over the top. Always. Go big or go home. Tonight is a night where we go big and we don't go home for a while. We go big. And it's fantastic. And when you look around, you see how we go big for our Easter Vigil in Catholic churches all throughout the country. And I love every bit of it, you know? What are you guys doing? Oh. You were trying to go home, weren't you? Yeah, You look. You know, we could have gotten away with getting two lilies, one over here and one there. But instead, we got lilies to, you know, anybody who's got allergies, watch it, because it's going to be bad for you, right? We got tons of flowers. We could get away with two candles on the altar, but let's go with six and then a whole slew of those behind there. Typically, we would have a huge bonfire outside. But again, Mother Nature wasn't cooperating, so we moved it inside, and we could have just used a Bic lighter. But instead, we got a fire pit back there, and we use denatured alcohol, and it's a smokeless fire, and the church is still fine, you know, and you live it up. We could have an Easter candle that is far smaller than that and far cheaper than that. But again, go big or go home. You know, we don't just have one deacon. We got two deacons here tonight, right? Now, together, they still both equal about 1.5. But nonetheless, I mean, we still got two. I'm feeling a little feisty tonight, so I just watch out. I'm just getting going here, you know. All this stuff. Incense is filling the air. We don't just have a little smoke. I want you coughing. That's go big or go home soon. Again, we will have the sprinkling rite, where some priests just use this little metal thing that puts a few drops of water out. I want you to feel like you were baptized in the River Jordan tonight. Right? You look at our RCIA people. Talk about going big or going home. They went big tonight. I mean, look at how nice they look. Like, look at how nice. Like, Colin combed his hair. You know? Nikki did her hair up tonight, only to have that ruined by me in just a few minutes. I got a picture waiting for you. Alan got his hair cut, you know? Jaron showered and brushed his teeth. You know, I mean, these are big. these are big. This is a big thing. I'll let you two. You're wondering what I'm going to say, aren't you, Ab? No, okay. I won't pick on you. Go big or go home. And if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Again, I know the reason that we do these things tonight, the reason that we are over the top, the reason that we got a music section back there that we almost need to expand the music wing because we got so many instruments and voices, is because our Lord went big for us. Jesus Christ went big for you and I. And it would have been easier for him to go home. But he didn't. He didn't. His sacrifice for us was so big on that cross. His sacrifice was so big that it's only right for us to go big in our liturgies and our faith as well. And to profess that faith, and not only profess it, but live it. Go big or go home. I look at our RCIA people tonight, and again, I am so proud of them because they went big this year. This was a stretch for a lot of them, and they put in a ton of extra time. You know, again, not just getting up to go to Mass on Sunday morning, but then spending another hour and a half in RCIA classes. Again, I know that some of them might have preferred to be doing other things, but they did it because they knew that Christ went big for them, and so they wanted to go big for him, and they didn't just go home and take the easy way out. My friends, tonight we know that our Lord went big for us, and yes, his sacrifice was big, but the resurrection was even bigger. The resurrection was even bigger, the greatest comeback in all of human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when everything seemed lost, when everything seemed down, he broke all of that. He broke the mold, and he went even bigger for you and I. And you know, on Friday, on Good Friday, as we had our liturgy here, and this cross was reverenced by all the people in the congregation, and as people came forward to kiss that cross, again, I know as pastors so many of their stories. And I know if they've been struggling this past year, if they've gone through the loss of a loved one or an awful illness, or again, fighting with a spouse, or if they've had this or that or the other thing. And they came forward with all of those burdens on them, and they laid it at the cross. And tonight, tomorrow morning, our Lord promises that all those burdens are redeemed through his resurrection. He doesn't rescue us and just take them away, but he gives us the strength and the grace to find good from them, to redeem them, and to give us hope, no matter what we got going on in our life, no matter what. And so tonight, as we celebrate his resurrection, as we celebrate the sacraments that he gives to us and that these RCIA folks are going to experience for the very first time, we are mindful that our Lord went big for us, and we're called to go big for him, because his resurrection continues to get us through every tough time of our life. No matter what life throws at us, the resurrection is always bigger. It's always bigger. And because of what happens on Easter, a bad Friday becomes good. A bad Tuesday becomes good. A bad month becomes good. And sometimes it's in the step that it becomes better and a little bit more better, a little more better, a little better, a little better, and then it becomes good. But the reality, my friends, is it always happens that way because he went big for us. I guess our question tonight is, do we go big for him? Because I think sometimes we take the easy way out and just go home. And we don't do those extra things. We don't put our faith and our trust in him when tough times come. And we can go to everything else in the world besides him. When, my friends, he went big for us. So tonight, let's be mindful of how big he went for us in his sacrifice, in his resurrection, and in giving us the sacraments that continue to nourish us and sustain us through everything of life. Let us make that resolution tonight on this Easter 2019 to go big for him as he went big for us.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.